Big news yesterday, obviously, Tiger Woods back in a real tournament this week. Says he feels great. Surprised, are you, that he's playing? Like, he's not just playing the Farmers Open, which can you imagine in his prime him saying yes to the Farmers Open? But he's playing in four of the five next five events. Is that pushing it? Are you surprised he's playing this much over the next month and a half?
Yes and no. I think you mentioned it earlier. I think we'll have to wait and see if he actually does it. It's one thing to say it, and that's another thing to do it. So we'll just have to wait and see where this is, because, you know, Tiger Woods has been a lot of, you know, talk lately. The one thing I do know is that I think the way that he played in Bahamas a few weeks ago, his golf swing and his body looks like he's going to be able to do this. There's no, the violence that was in that golf swing has gone away. So I don't think we're going to see anything in there that's going to hold him back as far as, you know, another injury. Now, the reoccurring injury could happen. I mean, this guy is so banged up. I mean, I don't even know how he watched the first tee, never mind plays golf. So we'll have to wait and see where that goes. But the other part of it is the way that he did play in Bahamas, I really believe that he can win again. I do. I think that a lot of the shots, he did not hit it off the planet like he was before he went out the last time. And he kept the ball in front of him, and I think there's a lot of confidence there. And I think Tiger Woods isn't going to show up and play four of the next five if he can't compete. So it's going to be really interesting. And he's playing venues that he's very comfortable with. He's played a million times, so he's got that behind him as well.
Yeah, and you know what? You bring up a good point, that Hero World Challenge. It was day two. I think he carded a 65, bogey-free 65, you know, and that's a big league score. You got other guys that had a hard time, you know, breaking 60, 68, 70, 68, and finished, you know, bottom third of the tournament. But at the same time, you know, it's reps, right? And if he's getting those reps, and if he's able to kind of be comfortable in his own swing and stay within himself, which you're right. I mean, you watched him in that tournament. Looked like that's exactly what he did. You know, he didn't go for broke. And when he off the tee, he looked aggressive but in control. Same thing around the green. And when you're able to put together a couple of rounds like that, it's feasible to think that a guy like Tiger Woods, with the pedigree that he has, if he can stay healthy. From what you've seen, I mean, you know, you're walking back a whole bunch of conversations where you go, the guy's done, he'll never win again, never another major. I don't question that he has the ability to win again.
Yeah, I don't know how many golf balls he's actually hitting, and if he's setting himself up to actually, you know, stay in the game a long time, but he does need to play. I mean, he needs to go to the first, he needs to put himself...
Like, not practice, you mean he needs to go and play tournaments.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a big difference between going out and playing with your pals and going to the tee and, you know, playing a $100 Nassau or something with Marco Mir than there is playing in an actual event. And you can do that all day long, but he's got to go to the tee. He's got to put himself in that situation. And that's what Tiger Woods was great at. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. The greatest athletes that ever play the game, they play the best at the most crucial moments. And we saw Tiger Woods do it over and over again, and he lives for that. That's his drug. And this is what he's chasing again. And the only way that Tiger Woods is going to be able to leave the game the way he wants to leave the game is to be able to win again, or at least have an opportunity to come down the 18th fairway with a chance to win another golf tournament.
Lego, you talk about his old violent swing and how he used to just annihilate the golf ball, and he used to hit it further than everybody else. And clearly that's not going to be the case anymore. How much is he going to be able to put aside his ego for just the health of his body and maybe not take those swings that he did before, and he won't be hitting it as far?
Yeah, George, you know, the big thing about Tiger Woods, he was a great putter. I mean, he did hit it, you know, exceptionally long, but I'll tell you, there were a lot of guys on the PGA Tour when he was playing could hit it just as far, if not farther, than he did. But the thing that was the difference of that we never saw Tiger Woods do over the last few years when he was competing is make those 5, 6, 8 footers for par to keep himself in a golf tournament, keep the round going. And this is where he's got to go. And that's the one thing that I noticed at that event in Bahamas. He did putt extremely well. He looks more comfortable over the putter. And this is where he's got to put himself in those positions when the pressure is on, can I make those putts again to keep the round going or keep myself in a golf tournament? But you're right. I think that he's going to have to hold back. But I think the difference is that he knows how much it's going to hurt and how detrimental it is to his game of Tiger Woods playing on the PGA Tour to not stand up there and try to rip a 285-yard three wood. So he knows that now, and I think the way that his swing is built is also not allowing him to do that. If he does stay within himself, we're not going to see that happen. We're going to see great shots out of Tiger Woods if he's healthy. There's no doubt about that, because the creativity of Tiger Woods is what made him great. It wasn't hitting 350-yard drives.
That made him pretty cool, though. Didn't make him great, but made him cool.
No doubt about that. Everybody loves that. But unfortunately, you know, Bubba Watson's not cool, though.
No.
Yeah, because he buttons up that top button on his shirt. It's really weird.
It's so DeRouche-y. Hey, unbutton that. It's killing me.
Yeah, it's weird.
Before we go any further, just wanted to say, if I'm nervous and I'm playing in a tournament, and I've played in a few, I have a little swing oil and I'm pretty good. Do you think he'll crush a couple of pints before he goes out there just to get the nerves?
And a couple of banana chocolate protein.
Yeah, probably. outside of Tiger Woods, Adam Hadwin finished second last week. A bit of a heartbreaker, as maybe the geekiest name in golf other than Charles Howell III. Hudson Swafford won the tournament, the Career Builder Challenge.
He was on the island with Gilligan Island.
Yeah. Hudson Swafford. You had got Charles Howell III as my best friend. Davis Love III is my cousin. Anyway, enough of that. But last week, Adam Hadwin, Canadian, had a tremendous round of golf. All 4 days, really, to finish second in a tournament, collecting $625,000. But he shot a 59, very select group of people. What's the lowest you've gone, and how impressive is 59 on the PGA Tour, no matter what event it is?
Oh, yes, no doubt about it. I think that is a barrier. But, I mean, I shot 60 a couple times, never did shoot 59, and that's the barrier, I guess. It's interesting to me, and I was talking to someone about this the other day. I said, like, I don't understand. I guess 60 is the barrier, but Jim Furyk shot 58, and we're talking about 59, and it's not, you know, eight guys have shot 59 or less in the history of the PGA Tour. So, but for Adam Hadwin, it was interesting because he's going to learn a lot. Nobody learns anything from shooting 59. Nobody learns anything from shooting low scores. You learn from winning, and you learn from losing. And this is where Tiger Woods is so great. I mean, he has this appetite for winning golf tournaments. And I think for Adam, the way he played on Sunday, he tightened up a lot on the back nine, started missing greens. When you shoot 59, you're aiming at flags, and that's the only thing you're looking at on the golf course. And when you're playing in a golf tournament where 20 under is going to win, you can't play away from the flags. And Adam is going to look at this. He said, hey, I have a great week. He secured his card for 2017. He's freewheeling now for the rest of the year. He's got an incredible game. There's no doubt about it. You know, you can go back 2011. He's playing on the Canadian Tour. He finished fourth in the Canadian Open at Shaughnessy. So he knows how to play the game. He's been a very solid player on the PGA Tour, and I'm waiting for him to win. But he's going to have to look at that and analyze the reason why he didn't win that golf tournament.